Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
It's Kentucky Derby Day in the US. Ron Flatter is there in the thick of the action. How are you, Ron?
Thick's a good way to put it, Joe. Just when we thought we were going to get over all the rain, there's a shower passing through, and it's actually a fairly heavy one. But as these things go, they come, they go. It ends up being no more than what the water truck might put on the track. The only difference, we had this happen last year, too, right before Nyquist won, around the same time of day. The only difference this time around, though, is we had 2 days of fairly steady rain, fairly heavy yesterday. And so the track is backlogged in that respect. Probably will be, it was muddy for a build-up race just a few minutes ago. And so it might go to sloppy again. I suspect muddy to good will end up being the track rating. It will not be fast today.
20 horses will go to the post for what is the 143rd renewal of the greatest 2 minutes in sport. So what's happening betting-wise at the moment, Ron?
Well, here at the track, Always Dreaming and Irish War Cry, the latter of the two, has actually had a little bit of record on wet tracks. But the two of them have been hammer and tong to try to get the favorites role here at the track. Always Dreaming is right now at about $5.50. Coincidentally, $5.50, the fixed odds price at TAB back where you are. And Irish War Cry, closer to around $6 at last look here. He is on $8 where you are, so a little bit more value there for the winner of the Holy Bull Stakes on a wet track and, of course, won the Wood Memorial more recently. But the other horse that's of interest, of course, is McCracken, and he's gotten a lot of respect after he came through and won the Sam F. Davis and also won the Kentucky Jockey Club on this very track late last year. Came in third in his last race, the Bluegrass, but his trainer, Ian Wilkes, is from down your way. He used to work for Colin Hayes, joined Carl Nafsker back in 1990. He's been over here for quite a while, and in fact, we had a chance to catch up with him.
It's a rainy day. It's going to be a rainy week at Churchill Downs in the build-up to the Kentucky Derby, and here's Ian Wilkes, who you'll remember is a native Australian, but I was just checking this out. I just realized you spent more than half your life in America now, haven't you?
Thanks for reminding me.
And part of that, of course, it says on all the charts, first Kentucky Derby. Well, I know better. You were working with Carl Nafsker on the 1990 victory with Unbridled, 10 years ago with Street Sense. So how much of an advantage is it for a first-time trader not to have this as his first rodeo?
Well, it is an advantage, you know, because I've been down here with Carl. We experienced it together. And so it's taught you a lot, you know. You just got to enjoy it and just take it and focus on your horse.
And your horse is McCracken, who is the presumptive second or third favorite, depending on where you're looking at the betting, at around 5-1 or so, in a field where you have Classic Empire as the favorite at 4-1. Kind of wide open, but it seems like we're boiling it down to a few horses, and yours is one of them. Are you buying into that?
I'll take it if they're giving it to me. But, yeah, he is. He's doing great. I'm very happy with him. He's doing really, really good.
His list of victories, he had four in a row before his last race, the third at the Bluegrass. But he won the Sam F. Davis. He also won the Kentucky Jockey Club late last year here. Again, I'll ask, how much of an advantage is it to have a horse that knows the course?
Well, it certainly doesn't hurt. He's unbeaten here. He's had three races here. He's won all three. So it doesn't really hurt. That doesn't hurt me.
Mm-hmm. How far out of the clouds do you think he may be coming as a closer in this race?
I'm going to leave that to Brian.
Brian Hernandez, your jockey.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it to him here. You know, he knows the horse. He's rode him every race. He knows his strength. He knows his weakness. So I'll let him find a comfortable spot, and we'll let him ride from there.
He had a minor injury that you described. Could you tell us about that as he was on his build-up to his final prep?
Yeah, it was just a strained ankle, you know, just minor, very minor. So it forced me to miss the Tampa Bay Derby. But we didn't miss a lot of time, which was fortunate. If I missed too much time, yeah, I would be in trouble.
I remember before his last prep, the Bluegrass, he said, don't need to win this. I just need him to show up well. So he finished third, 3¾ lengths behind. Do you think he showed up well?
He did. We faced a lot of adversity. We got knocked around a little bit. Which was good because he's done everything too easy. So this way, and the good thing is he didn't quit on me. And he was a little too fresh, a little too rank in the race. He didn't settle. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll have a better horse. He'll settle better and get back into his routine on Saturday.
He's by Ghost Zapper, former U.S. champion. What does that do for him in terms of breeding for a Kentucky Derby?
Oh, good. Ghost Zapper won Breeders' Cup Classic 1¼ miles. This horse, I don't think we got a distance limitation with him at all.
How does the rain affect your chances with this? Help or hurt?
Oh, I don't think it matters. It's Churchill. You know, Churchill handles the rain well. You never get to the base here, so I think my horse will be fine.
Going back to the old days when you were working for Colin Hayes, what do you bring from that experience as a young man that you still carry with you all the way over here in the United States on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, that's a good question. I was young then. I was enjoying life. So that's the whole thing about that. I was we worked hard, but we enjoyed life. So that was, you know, you learn from what you do, mistakes, what you do, and you keep moving forward.
I imagine you get a foundation of horse sense at that point, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, but back then, was I focused in on the horses a lot? I loved what I was doing, but I was, you know, I have to be honest, I was enjoying it.
You must be enjoying it now. I mean, you've had a Breeders' Cup Classic win with Fort Larned. You're coming into your first Kentucky Derby as the main man, as the trainer. Life must still be good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to. These horses don't come along too often. So, yeah, you have to enjoy these. If I'm not enjoying this horse, there's something wrong. You know, I shouldn't be here. And this horse is a lot of fun. And, you know, and just he's taking me there. You know, that's the good thing.
Would this be the biggest arrow in your quiver if you pull off a Kentucky Derby victory?
Oh, definitely. You know, as much, you know, as rich as the Breeders' Cup Classic here is in America race, and it's a very prestigious race, the Derby is the one. Everyone asks you, you know, they don't ask you if you won a Breeders' Cup Classic. They don't ask you that. They all ask, have you won a Derby? That's what they ask. And, yeah, this is the race. It's very much like the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, you pinch yourself a little bit knowing you have a quality horse in this race?
Oh, definitely. You know, just don't get ahead. You know, just let him do it.
Mm-hmm. And just stay dry in all this wet weather, right?
Yeah, that's the key. Just don't try and stay dry.
All right. Ian Wilkes, I know you have a birthday coming up this month, so I hope you get an early birthday present with a win in the Kentucky Derby. Thanks for your time on RSN 927.
Thanks, mate.
Story there with Ian Wilkes, a native Australian, saddling McCracken in the Kentucky Derby. Always great to have some sort of Aussie connection in these great global races. What else around the Kentucky Derby should we be considering? Is there a potential long shot that could win it this year?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, there's a horse, and by the way, McCracken at $7.50 where you are, so he's a nice, you know, he's getting some respect just like he is here. The one horse I will tell you that is a long shot is named Hence, trained by Steve Asmussen, owned by Calumet Farm, looking for its ninth Kentucky Derby victory, but its first in 49 years. He's a horse that broke his maiden at Oaklawn Park on a wet track, won the Sunland Derby, which is can seem like a minor race out of New Mexico, but did it in such a speedy fashion that probably he's worth a little bit more of a look than he would be when you stare at a horse that's at $16 down your way and the same price here in the States. So that's one to look at. But I'll tell you, the value horse, maybe it's shorter odds, but Classic Empire, last year's two-year-old champion here in the U.S., is not getting a lot of respect here today. And where you are, you're looking at $6 on him, $8 here for a horse that came out of the Arkansas Derby with a victory in his last race. The big question on him, Joe, he had hoof and back problems during the course of the northern winter. Maybe some folks are skeptical if he's all the way back to the form he was when he was our two-year-old champion last year.
Okay. Well, as always, Ron, I'm very envious. You find yourself at these amazing sporting events all through the world. Have you packed your gumboots for the races today?
No. I'm going to try and stay indoors in the media center and then our viewing areas undercover. So we'll see how it goes. But look, I'll tell you what, if Hintz comes through for me, I've got Classic Empire over Hintz in my favorite exacta that I think is most prone to come in. If it happens, or even better yet, in reverse order there, I might be dancing out in the mud soon enough.
It's on my bucket list, the Kentucky Derby. I'd love to get there one year. As a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, would be in the same boat. Enjoy the day, and here's hoping for an Aussie-connected victory.
Absolutely. Hey, look, Ian's a great guy. We saw him win with Fort Larned in the Breeders' Cup Classic a few years ago, so if he can get this, it would be just another wonderful arrow in his quiver. And look, there's a little bit of me, even though I don't have a whole lot invested in him today. I would love to see Ian do it. He's a great bloke.
We're under a couple of hours away from the running of the 2017 Kentucky Derby. That's Ron Flatter reporting in from Churchill Downs.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.